It's never the right time. This morning's commentary, sponsored by WaFed Bank. Beto O'Rourke, campaigning again to be governor of Texas, interrupted Governor Greg Abbott, accusing him of doing nothing to keep guns out of the wrong hands. And once Beto was escorted away from that event, the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, calmly explained that this is not the time for politics.
But now's a time to focus on these families, as the governor just said. Right now, we need to put our arms around the families of these victims.
It's the time, you said, to put these families first and everything else second. But some of the families want more than consolation. Quoting from a New York Times article, 2 days after their daughter was shot and killed, Kimberly Rubio and her husband are urging elected officials to pass restrictive gun laws to help prevent future tragedies. We live in this really small town in this red state, and everyone keeps telling us that it's not the time to be political, Ms. Rubio said. But it is, her voice breaking through tears. Don't let this happen to anybody else. So that was a story in the New York Times. And yet, what the Rubios and other families got from the lieutenant governor was this.
Evil will always walk among us. And in times like this, I've seen it. It's God that brings a community together. It's God that heals a community. It's God that heals a shattered and broken heart. And if we don't turn back as a nation to understanding what we were founded upon and what we were taught by our parents and what we believe in, then these situations will only get worse.
What does that mean? Do you think there have ever been prayers as desperate and as intense and as brutally sincere as the prayers that were said by those parents on Tuesday? And yet God has not brought any of those children back to life. That's not how it works. God works through human beings. At least that's what my religious tradition teaches. And those families that Lieutenant Governor Patrick wants to put first are begging the human beings in the Texas legislature to do something. So how about this? Since the politicians seem to be stuck on the issue, suppose Texas asks the families what they think ought to be done. I can't predict what they might demand. Being that it's Texas, maybe a law that anybody could sue whoever puts a gun into the hands of somebody who uses it to kill children. And once the families agree on what to do, they tell the legislature, this law is how God wants us to fight the evil you keep talking about, and it's time for you to vote.